Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi. That's vi.com.
The Bo Thompson Morning Show on News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT.
722 on News Talk 1110 WBT on this Veterans Day 2020. Want to bring on the WBT hotline. It's an honor to bring him on, a former Army sergeant and the seventh living recipient of the Medal of Honor from Operation Enduring Freedom. He is Kyle White. Good morning, Kyle.
Morning, Bo. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I really appreciate you joining me this morning. And I mentioned you're receiving that Medal of Honor. I don't have a whole lot of time because of the constraints of my show here, but can you tell our audience listening, give us a little bit of background on your story and how that came to be?
Yeah, absolutely. So first off, thank you for having me on today.
Sure.
You know, while I'd love to cover the entire story of the day, it would encompass a few hours, and obviously, like you said, we have constraints of the show. So one thing that's interesting about, my action and really the ambush on November 9th, 2007, was that a lot of times, you know, the award of the Medal of Honor is for a singular act, and for, you know, that specific day, it was really a collection of things that I did over the time that in the ambush in which I would be awarded it. And so while I'd love to cover everything, I encourage people to go to the U.S. Army's website and search for Kyle White Medal of Honor. And there's a wonderful thing called the Battlescape that really walks you through not only my point of view, but maps of the battle, others that were there that day and their story, and really gives a complete picture. But I was credited with saving the life of a U.S. Soldier that was with us, a good friend of mine, Specialist Kane Schilling, as well as attempting to save a U.S. Marine that was with us as well, who fortunately was killed in action that day. There was 14 Americans on a patrol. We were attending a routine Shura meeting, which for those that aren't familiar with it, is the equivalent of like your local city council meeting. And we were ambushed on the way home returning to base. There was 14 Americans with us and roughly about 9 Afghan National Army members. And of those 14 Americans, 6 were killed and the rest of us were wounded. And so it was a long battle that, really the enemy's will was only broken when air support, artillery, and mortar fire was able to respond to the incident. And so, you know, it was a well-coordinated attack on, you know, the afternoon right as the sun was setting in our eyes and, you know, blocked out the position for the enemy. And it was, you know, they had planned for it, they trained for it, and it was something that, you know, luckily our leadership had prepared us as best that they could. You know, their collective years of combat experience up until that point, you know, they made sure that we were the best trained we could be, and so we were ready for that fight, and that's how we won the day.
Kyle, I was reading your bio last night and your story, and one of the things that struck me is after you were awarded the Medal of Honor, a time of great pride and I you know jubilation. However, there was a time after that, not too far after it, that you had some really down times in your life, and you had to learn to live day by day with the thoughts and the flashbacks of what you've just described to us. And I know mental health is a very important thing to you and something, a platform of sorts that you'd like to speak a little bit about here on Veterans Day.
Absolutely, Bo. And so one thing I'd like to highlight is that, you know, the military, I always like to say is, you know, all experiences vary, but all of those experiences are necessary. And so, you know, think about my time on the hillside, and it was, you know, when I got back in 2009, so roughly about 5 years before being awarded the Medal of Honor, you know, I realized I needed help. And that realization, that process was no different than it happens to many other hundred thousands, you know, that have served our country. And it was recognized by those that were closest to me. So my family, my friends, recognized that something was a little different. So I made the choice very early on to raise my hand, say I needed help and get treatment. And it was a long process and one that was challenging, one I continue to this day, as you mentioned. But the point being is that, you know, we live in this society, especially within the military community and the veteran community as well, where there's still this stigma around, you know, mental health and seeking treatment and saying, I need help. You know, it's one that, you know, it's instilled in us from day one when we enter basic training. If you're in pain, if you're, you know, not wanting to move forward, you want to quit, you have to suck it up and move on. And so that mentality is ingrained within us, regardless of the branch of service. And so being able to say, hey, you know, and have a moment of vulnerability to say, I need help, you know, that's a tough thing to do, especially while you're wearing the uniform. But what we're trying to do, you know, through my efforts and those of, you know, thousands of other people, is to change that mindset, not only within the ranks, but within the veteran community, because, you know, there is vast resources available through private organizations, through the Department of Veterans Affairs. Here in Charlotte alone, there's some excellent resources with Charlotte Bridge Home and things of that nature. And so, you know, just whatever we can do to help change that perception. You know, it's so funny. Last thing, I know we're running out of time here, Bo, but when you're in the Army and you, you know, you get wounded, there's some physical evidence of, you know, a wound. So gunshot, whatever it may be. What do? You call the medic and they bandage you up. You go back home. Go back to the medical facilities, get healed up, and return to duty. Why is it any different just because you cannot see that wound? So what we need to do is normalize the conversation and recognize that the invisible wounds are just as important, if not more important, than those physical wounds.
We are running a little bit late, but I for good reason, and it's fitting today that we do this, so I'm okay with that. I want to read one little paragraph from something you wrote that it struck me last night. It says, I must support our nation's veterans and their families. I must do the same for those who are actively serving in the armed forces. I do this because it is those groups for whom I wear the medal. I am not merely a recipient, but a custodian guarding a specific moment in our nation's proud military history. Kyle, before I let you go, I want to make sure that I mention that you are on the board of directors for the Congressional Medal of Honor Society, and people can find out more information by going to cmohs.org today and every day. But bottom line, on behalf of all the people listening right now, and that's a lot of people on a 50,000-watt radio station, thank you for your service and for all that served with you.
It was an honor to serve, and thank you so much for having me on today to share some important messages.
Absolutely. Kyle White, the 7th living recipient of the Medal of Honor from Operation Enduring Freedom and a former Army sergeant. Honored to have him here on this Veterans Day on the Bo Thompson Morning Show.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 Central on CBS.
Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi. That's vi.com.